Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, toll free, talk or text at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, another troubling headline in the legal travails of the former President Donald Trump. Former assistant contradicts Trump's sworn testimony
Ruh-roh.
In a New York affidavit. Remember, he was being held in contempt of court, right? Well, apparently his search wasn't as thorough as he claimed.
No, really?
On Monday, CBS News reporting that a one-time executive assistant to the former President Donald Trump has contradicted a key point he made in his sworn affidavit. That'd mean perjury, right, Dom?
Believe me.
Does that even matter anymore?
No, I think he's got worse yeah. problems and bigger fish to fry.
Don't even think about it.
A contradiction and a key point he made in his sworn affidavit during his response in civil allegations in New York State. Rhoda Graff, who worked 4 years as executive assistant to Donald Trump, cast doubt on the completeness of a sworn affidavit submitted in Trump in May in an effort to clear a judge's finding of contempt. According to Monday's filings by the New York Attorney General's office, Trump was held in contempt April 25th after claiming he had no documents demanded in the subpoena by investigators for New York Attorney General Letitia James. Her office sought records related to Trump's personal finances, as well as information related to the financing of several properties. As part of the former president's effort to clear the contempt ruling, Trump said in an affidavit,
"It has been my customary practice to delegate document handling and retention responsibilities to my executive assistants,"
the report continued. But in her May 31st deposition, Graff, who worked for Trump for more than two decades, said that statement was very general.
You're a liar, Trump.
It doesn't mean executive assistants handled every document and maintained everything that came out of the office. Trump had an inbox and an outbox, Graff said. If material was sent to him in a folder, Graff didn't think it was any of my position to look inside, she said, adding that Trump, maybe on the outside, said he would have returned it to so-and-so, whoever gave it to him. Trump ultimately lost his bid to clear his contempt of court ruling, and at the end of last month, he paid $110,000 in fines.
Oh, thank you, Republican
Party. To the courts.
Where do you think he got that money from?
Well, he got it from Republican donors, apparently. Attorneys for James's office have repeatedly indicated recently that the investigation is nearing its conclusion and that it may lead to an enforcement action in the near future. How near? I'm like, you know, I got a birthday this weekend.
I mean, anytime within the next 10 days would be great. I mean, why drop that while this goes on? I mean, that's exactly what we need. Bring the hammer down all at once.
Well, apparently, Dom, they have not elaborated on what that enforcement action might be. But before that happens, a New York appeals court must decide if Trump, his son Don Jr., and his daughter Ivanka must sit for depositions with James's investigations. The judge overseeing the investigation and a lower appeals court have both sided with James's office, ruling that a December subpoena seeking their testimony was valid. So go give some sworn testimony, Trump, and you've already been contradicted in your affidavit, so no more lying, sir. They might actually get serious about charging you with perjury.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Just line them up. I mean, the more he talks, the more he engages at any level on any topic, the more he ends up burying him, digging his hole a little bit deeper.
Yes. Yes. Now, there is a headline here. Steve Bannon never believed the election would be overturned, but he pushed to get a pardon. You think Steve Bannon set this all up, this whole chain of events?
Would a guy like Steve Bannon put at risk the American democracy to try to get his sorry ass out of jail? Yes.
Here is what's being reported at this very minute. Steve Bannon was amongst the most prominent voices pushing Donald Trump's big lie about his election loss, you know, on the big podcast. The former White House chief political strategist was the subject of a lengthy profile in The Atlantic, where one of his former 2016 campaign colleagues said Bannon was dependent on the former president for his reputation and his freedom after his arrest for allegedly defrauding investors in a crowdfunded effort to build a wall along the southern border. Now, I heard that one of the jurists, a big Trumpster, effectively jury nullified for the entire jury, and, you know, he didn't get held in civil contempt or whatever. Here is what was said about the alleged former meth head, Steve Bannon. Steve was in on the joke, said Sam Nunberg, who was one of the first hires of Trump's first presidential campaign. He never believed that the election would be overturned. Steve needed a pardon. Nunberg said Bannon's reputation as an intellectual heavyweight was just as phony. The tragedy of Steve Bannon is that when he leaves the White House, he's known as the great manipulator, the intellectual heavy of the international populist uprising, Nunberg said. But still, he ends up in the fetal position at Donald Trump's feet. Nunberg's Jennifer Senior asked if the quote was on the record, and Nunberg explicitly said yes. Or as he's quoted here, F yeah, he said.
I'm a street fighter.
Yeah, wants to be on the record with that one. Wants to be very clear. F yeah, that one's on the record. Put me down for Steve Bannon finds himself in the fetal position at the feet of Donald Trump seeking a pardon. And he pushed the big lie. He pushed all of this really for Steve Bannon's.
Well, but it isn't. But that's how you manipulate Trump. Right. You go along, you nod your head. Yeah, man, you totally got screwed on this, dude. Yeah, you've lost every case. Yeah, the Supreme Court turned you down. But you know what? You got screwed. I wouldn't put up with that. Don't take that. You know, it's like the guy is goading, you know, is telling him, egging him on. Do it, do it, do it. And that's what Bannon did. And that's what Trump did. But they're all screwed, man. They are all going to go down, every single one of them. So he can talk all sorts of trash he wants on his podcast, and Donald Trump can Truth Social whatever he wants as well. The facts are going to be the facts, and the DOJ is slowly, ever so slowly, tightening that net. They're going down, man. They're going downtown to the underground.
You know, I have a hard time respecting podcasters like Steve Bannon. Not nearly as cool as doing live radio, is it?
Not nearly at all. Not
now,
even close.
Now, we may... you know, book a few guests during the course of the week. But one I know for sure, Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, joining us Thursday for a preview of the January 6th committee hearings that begin. Birthday week for both Tom and myself. You know, great hearings, a trip to talk trash on Foxy News, and then, like, what, 4 days of hearings next week as well.
My birthday is next week, man. It's not this week. Birthday
Happy
month.
Flag Day to you and Trump. Thank you all for listening. Fancy Brian, you are sexy and red. Evan, thank you. Dom, thank you. Have a great night, everyone. That's it. Go home now.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
Now, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
If I were to guess, I have one name in mind.
It's Enrico Palazzo!